Yeah, you've barely exactly. been here a month ago, and you're a history maker.
Well, it's good to you know, do something. 82 years, wasn't it? You know, and we said that to lads before the game because, you know, it's always little things to help the motivation of the group, and you know, all the lads are pleased to be a part of that.
I've mentioned a few times about the character of this team already to you in the games we've played, but to come back twice now from a goal down to win games is enormous for this team.
Yeah, I thought it was our biggest test today because. You know, first half we played well in patches. The goal knocked us, and we put the ball at risk in some dangerous areas ourselves. And you know, there was an edginess around the place. You could feel that, which obviously is understandable from what's happened in the past. But at half time, you know, we had to show bravery to go out and play in the second half. And you don't get it all your own way in football, and you've got to react to situations. And I thought second half the lads were very, very good. We're a lot more positive in our play. We didn't put the ball at risk in our own around our own penalty box. We played. You know, our first look was forward, and we got more crosses in. And all around, there was a general more positive feel to us. And you know, if you look at today's game, you know, it was always going to be a one where there's going to be some strange decisions with both teams playing the fourth game of the season, or the fifth game of the season. We've had a long trip, and sometimes when there's a bit of fatigue in there, it's the decision making which kind of is affected, and you could see that to a certain degree. We took the decision just to make one change. They probably made a few more than us. Well, they did make a few more than us. But listen, the lads were magnificent in that second period, and it's a great win for us.
What's the prognosis on Zach Clough? Is it a bit too early to say?
It's not serious, but he just felt a as he described it, a pop in his hamstring lower down from where he's had before. So very frustrating because he's a key player, and one, you know, we know he's a goal scorer for us, but you know, that's you know, we lost Procky today. We could have included Procky, but we decided to just be sensible with him. And then when we lost Cluffy as well, you know, it takes away a bit of the ammunition we had. But I thought Kane Woodery did well in the second half, and he did what we want him to do, which is running behind. You know, that's his game, and the team's got to understand that when Kane's on the pitch, that he's not as that Clough who's going to come intricate, and that he's a player who wants the ball put in behind the opposition defenders, and he's got something, a quality that no one else has got in this squad, and we've got to make sure we utilise it. I felt we did in the second period.
You're getting some goals from midfield as well, which is always an important side. If a side is going to fight for promotion, you need a lot of goals from your midfield, don't you?
Yeah.
You're getting them.
Yeah, you know, we've had four in the last couple of weeks, and Trotter's had a good chance with a header today as well. You know, so delighted for Josh. You know, in the system, you know, we're giving the two wide midfield players the licence to get in the box, and they're relishing it. And you know, that's great for Josh. I'm really pleased. That's an important goal for us.
Onwards and upwards, Charlton Athletic next up. I mean, you must be absolutely delighted with this start, Phil.
Yeah, without doubt.
Where did it come from? What's been the secret? And what did he say at half time, by the way?
No,
goodness me.
Sort of, just really what I said, that, you know, in patches we'd done okay, but now there's a test for us to go and show bravery to go and play. And you know, this is what the season is all about. There's different challenges thrown our way, and you know, we wanted to come off the pitch at the end and showing that we'd shown courage to go and play. And you know, everybody was alive, made angles for each other, were nice and bright in possession second half, and I thought they did exactly what we wanted them to do. We were far more positive, and got more crosses in the box. I mean, Gaz should have scored right from the kickoff, really. So yeah, just that calmness, really. We hadn't gone all our own way in the first half. We understand that, but you're not going to play great all the time, and when you don't, you've got to respond, and we did today.
Carries on like this, you'll be promoted by Christmas.
Well, I mean, you know, this was our hardest game today because we beat Sheffield United at home, and you know, they're everyone's favourites, and then we've gone the two away games, and there's always that feeling that this game should take care of itself, and you know, I was more concerned about this game than any other one because of that reason. You know, people perceive Fleetwood as a small club, but like as I explained in the progress, you know, they've spent more money than a lot of clubs in this division. You know, they've got a good team, they've got good strikers, and you know, they're unbeaten up to today, and that says it all.
Bolton have got a good team as well now, haven't they?
Yeah, well, you know, the most important thing I'm pleased with is the character. And, you know, you can have good players, but they've got to play when the pressure's on. And I felt today there was a little bit of pressure on us, and we responded very, very well. And that's a good sign for us.